This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. I would like to share with you today two inyanim, because this week we have a double parsha, so one for Vayakel and one for Pekudei. Parshas Vayakel begins with the command about Shabbos. The reason for Shabbos, of course we know, is enunciated in the Ten Commandments. V'yoyma shvihi Shabbos Hashem Eloikech Alois Asecho Melacha. Why? Ki sheishas yamim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz es hayam es kol shabam v'yonach v'yem ha-shvihi. Because God created the world in 6 days and He rested on the seventh day. The simple enunciated reason for Shabbos is since HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested from His malacha on the seventh day. Let's see, how do we do this? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested from His malacha, on the seventh day, so therefore, we also rest on Shabbos. That's the reason stated for Shabbos. The question, though, is that what are the malachos that you're not allowed to do? The malachos you're not allowed to do are the lamed tes avos malachos that are enumerated in the Mishnah and Shabbos daf ayin gimel. So we have to understand if the reason why we are commanded to rest on Shabbos is to commemorate that God created the world in 6 days and He rested on the seventh day, why specifically would the malachos that we're now to do be the malachos needed to build the Mishkan? Chazal say, in Masechet Shabbos Mem Tes Amud Beis, that the source of the Malacha Shabbos is, it says, Lo Sasecha Malacha, and they are the Lamed Tes Malachos that were done in the Mishkan. But, how do you reconcile those two things? If the reason we're keeping Shabbos is to commemorate that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and He rested on the seventh day, then what does the Maleches HaMishkan have to do with anything? Mandach HaShmei. How do you put together the idea that the Malachos were commanded not to violate are the Malachos needed to build the Mishkan, and yet, we're the objective of our malacha is to commemorate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So what did the creation of the world have to do with building the Mishkan? The secret of understanding, this lies in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Betzalel knew how to combine the letters with which God created heaven and earth. It says in this week's parasha, Vayamale Oisai Ruach Eloi Kim Bechachma Vesuna Vadas, and it says by creation of the world, Hashem Bechachma Yasad Eretz Koinein Shamayim Bisvuna. So I was always bothered by this question. The Gemara says Betzalel knew how to combine the letters with which God created heaven and earth. Good for him. I'm glad he knew that. Whippy doo that Betzalel knew how to combine the letters with which God created the world. But what does it have to do with building the Mishkan? He needed to know how to build the Mishkan. He needed to know how to build, to sculpt, to craft, to weave, to sew. But why did he need to know the letters with which God created heaven and earth? What is the meaning of this Gemara? The answer to some of these questions could be found in the Yoitzrois of Parsha Shkolim that was composed by Reb Lezer HaKalir, like Tosfos in Erevin says. By the way, the Magen Avraham brings down in Siman Samaches, in the name of the Kolboy, that when Reb Lezer HaKalir composed the piyot about the chayos, so he was surrounded and burnt up with fire all around him. Now, certainly the multiplicity of expressions which are doubled and quadrupled in the Yoitzrois really require our attention. Because in the Yoitzrois of Shkolim it says, Oz Roisa, he saw v'safarta, he counted v'ichanta, he prepared v'chakarta, he investigated umadadita, he measured v'chilkalta, v'shikalta, v'amadata, v'tzibarta, v'fakarata, v'chishavta. He compiled, piled, he counted, he considered, he relied, he counted, he tallied. What are all these expressions? What is it talking about? So, in the Hakdama of the Sefer Pa'as HaShulchan of Rav Nachum Mendel of Shklov, from the Gedolei Talmidei Hagra, there he brings that he heard in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was asked, what are all these words in the Yotzers of Parsha Shkalim? And the Gra responded, there are 39 words in the Yotzers of Parsha Shkalim, and they allude to the 39 Malachais of Maisa Bereshis. And God rested from all of them on Shabbos. Therefore, we cannot do the Lama Tes Malachas of Shabbos. So the Gra has revealed a wondrous revelation that when God created the world, He created the world with 39 activities, and they are enumerated in this Yotzer for Parshas Shkalim. That's why we have this lengthy text, because these are the 39 activities with which God created the world. But here's the question: how does this revelation of the Gra fit in with the Gemara that we brought earlier? Earlier, the Gemara brought that the source of the Malachas of Shabbos is from the Mishkan. And the Gra is saying that we don't rest from the Malachas of the Mishkan, we rest from the 39 Malachas with which God created the world. So how do we understand this? Are we resting from the 39 Malachas with which God created heaven and earth? Or are we resting from the 39 activities with which the Mishkan was created? You know, what exactly is Shabbos? Is Shabbos refraining from doing the malachos with which the Mishkan is created? Or is Shabbos commemorating God's creation of the world? And from here we see that the source and the secret of the activities which are needed to create the Mishkan are the very activities with which God created the world. And the reason is, a Mishkan is an Olam Katan. The Mishkan is a small world. It's a microcosm of the universe. So they are both true. On Shabbos we rest from the 39 malachas with which God created the world. But mi oimed besoid Hashem, who could comprehend, who could understand, who could appreciate the 39 malachas with which God created the world? Who mi oimed besoid Hashem? So therefore, the Mishkan was given to us. The Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe. And the 39 malachas needed to build the Mishkan are the very 39 malachas with which God created heaven and earth. That's the reason why. And this is explained in the Sefer Iyun Tefila, who brings the Gra, and he explains that Avani Moisif Ma'ad Al Dvarav, the Iyun Yaakov says, I will add, the reason we learn now Melech HaShabbos and Melech HaMishkan is because the reason for Shvisa Shabbos is to commemorate God's creation of the world. Who could possibly know how Hashem created the world? And because we know from the Chachamim that the Mishkan is Mechuvan Keneged Kol HaOlam Kulay, so therefore all the Melech HaMishkan were also B'Briyas HaOlam. Therefore, it is upon us to be Mizboinein B'Melech HaMishkan to know what is the Malachais HaBriya? Meaning, it is upon us to contemplate and to study and to analyze what the Malachais HaMishkan were in order to know how Hashem created the world. Because what we're resting from on Shabbos are the activities with which God created the world. It's just that we have no idea, there's no way to know how Hashem created the world. And in order to determine that, we study how the Mishkan was created. Now, an amazing source for this concept, that indeed God created the world with Lama Tes Malachais, is found in the Baal HaTurim in this week's Parsha. There's an astounding Baal HaTurim in this week's Parsha. The Baal HaTurim says, Vayechulu, on the words in this week's Parsha, Asher bara lekim la'asois. La'asois is oisiois. Lamed teisha. Missing a vav. Lamed Teisha. These are the 39 melachos God used to create the world. You hear this? Asher bara lekim la'asois. La'asois. How did God create the world? Lamed Teisha. And it's missing a vav to teach. He did those activities for 6 days. You ready for this? If you study the first chapter of Bereishis, you ready? This is unbelievable. From Bereishis until Vayichulu, you will find 39 verbs used in creation. Vayoymer, Vayivra, Vayavdel, Vayas. 39 action verbs in Bereishis. These are the 39 malachas with which God created the world. Likewise, from Vayakel until Loisavaru Eish, 39 words, except for the word Hashabbos. So here we have it, that the Lamed Tes Malachos are not just the Lamed Tes activities which are needed to create the Mishkan, but in fact there were 39 actions with which God created the world. Asiya, Bria, Malacha, Havaya, Itzah, Havdalah. They all indicate Malacha to show that the world was in fact created with 39 Malachos. It's just we don't know what they were. So in order to know what the Malachos were with which God created the world, we study the Asiyas HaMishkan. That's why Bezalel needed to know the Oisiyas with which God created the world, because the Mishkan is a microcosm of the world. So to create and build a Mishkan, you need to be able to build the world. So he needed to know the secret formula of how to combine the letters with which God created the world. Let's study this further. We find in Chazal that Chazal compare and explain and explicate how every detail of the Mishkan corresponded to a different aspect of creation. For example, the Medrash says in the Tanchuma on Parshas Pekudei, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Isi, Hashem Ahavti Ma'ayin Beisecha Makayim Mishkan Kevaydecha, that the Mishkan is connected to the world. On the first day of creation, it says Es Hashemayim V'Es Haaretz. It says Noite Shamayim Kayuria. The Mishkan has Yiriyo Sizim. On the second day, Yehi Rakia. There was separation. By the Mishkan, it says V'Hevdila HaParoiches. On the third day, it says Mayim Yikavu HaMayim. In the Mishkan it says, V'asisa kiar nechayshes, v'nashtata shama mayim. On the fourth day there were luminaries. In the Mishkan there was a menorah. On the fifth day there were birds. So in the Mishkan there were karbanos. On the sixth day man was created. In the Mishkan there was a kohen gadol, Adam. By creation it says, V'yichul ha-shamayim v'aretz. By the Mishkan it says, V'yivarech oisam Moshe. By Bria Sa'olim it says, Vayichal Elokim. And the Mishkan says, Vayhi B'yom Kalois. It says by the Mishkan, it says by creation, Vayikadesh Oisai. By the Mishkan, Vayimshach Oisai Vayikadesh Oisai. The Mishkan is the equivalent of heaven and earth. We see every detail of the construction of the Mishkan corresponded perfectly to one of the aspects of the Bria. And this fits in very well according to our presentation that we rest on Shabbos from the activities with which God created the world, but who could possibly know what those activities are without studying the creation of the Mishkan? By the way, we could use this to explain the Gemara Megillah. It says, "Vayhi b'yom hashmini, oisai hayom was simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki yom shenivru ba'ay shamayim va'aretz." It says, "Vayhi b'yom hashmini," and it says over there, "Vayhi erev vayhi voker yom echad." So the eighth day of the Miluim, which was the day of the fulfillment of the creation of the Mishkan, was Simcha before Hashem, like the creation of heaven and earth, because indeed the creation of the Mishkan was akin and analogous to the creation of the world. But there's another detail. There's another detail, namely that the Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, Vayhi b'yom kalos Moshe lahakim es ha-mishkan, that it doesn't say lahakim ha-mishkan, but rather lahakim es ha-mishkan, that together with the Mishkan, God erected something else also. What was that? He created the world. Namely, the world was considered unstable until the Mishkan was created. So aside from the fact that the Mishkan is a small world, the whole world itself was unfulfilled and wobbly and unstable until God created the Mishkan. So it comes out very beautiful why Bezalel needed to know the letters with which God created the world. Because not only is the Mishkan a microcosm of the universe, and in order to make the Mishkan, do you need to know how to create the world, but literally by creating the Mishkan, you gave stability and fulfillment and completion to the world. That's another reason why Bezalel needed to know the letters with which God created heaven and earth. And with this we can explain a very cryptic comment of the Bahag. We're very busy with this Bahag. We mentioned and interpreted this Bahag in many different fashions. The Bahag counts the names of the five books of the Torah. Bereishis, the third book, Sefer Kayanim, the fourth book, Chumash HaPekudim, the fifth book, Mishnah Torah. So he gives a name to all of them, except for Shemais. Shemais he calls Book 2. And the Netziv is bothered. This is something we've said over many times over the years. The Netziv is bothered. If he has names for all the books, he should call Shemais with a name. If he doesn't have names, let him call Bereishis Book 1 and Vayikra Book 3. Why is Shemais specifically called Book 2? And we explained that because Shemais is really the sequel of Bereishis. Bereishis speaks about the creation of the world, but indeed the world is not fully created until the Mishkan was created. The Mishkan is what gave stability to the Sefer HaYetzirah. And with this we could explain one more anomaly, namely, in Parshas Vayakel, of all the Melachos of Shabbos, of all the 39 Melachos of Shabbos, the Torah only specifies one of them. Do not burn a fire in all of your dwelling places on the Sabbath. And Chazal argue, what does this mean? Why does the Torah specifically delineate not to light a fire on Shabbos? And Chazal say, one opinion is Havara was Lilav Yatzes. Havara was given Lilav. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nassin Omer, Rabbi Nassin says, L'chalek Yatzes. It was given to divide. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi holds all the Lamentes Melachos are Chiyuvei Misa except for lighting a fire. Because the Torah doesn't say not to do any of the Lamentes Melachos. It specifies not lighting a fire to indicate that lighting a fire is only a lav, it's not a Chiyuv Misa. Rabbi Nassin says, no, of course you're Chayuv Misa. The reason why it specifically says Lo Sevaru Eish is to indicate as follows. The reason why the Torah specifically says Lo Sevaru Eish is to say that you don't have to violate all 39 Melachos to be Chayiv on Shabbos. It's enough if you violate just one of them. You don't have to violate all of them. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the reason the Torah specifies Havara is to teach Havara is fundamentally different. It's only a lav. And according to Rav Nosson, it's to teach L'chalek. That since the Torah says L'sase Melacha, you don't have to do all of them. But the Imre Emes asks, why is Havara the only lav of the Lamedes Melachos that you're chayiv a lav? Why is it the most lenient of all the Lamedes Melachos? Because Havara was specified. It had to say one of them. But what's the logic of why Havara? And Imre Emes says something incredible. that all the malachais of Shabbos are asur because God rested from those malachais. But the malacha of Havara was not in creation, because Chazal tell us that the first fire was created Matzah Shabbos. Even though Shamayim consists of Eshumayim, and even Malachim are Eshumayim, that was a different kind of fire. Our fire was created by Adam HaRishon after Shabbos. So since the first fire was created after Shabbos, and the whole Tachlis of not resting on Shabbos, of not doing Malacha, is to commemorate the creation of heaven and earth. So if that's the case, if that's the reason for the Isser of Malacha, and it's not that God rested from fire because there was no fire, you would think that Havara is not even Asr. Because the only Malachas you know how to do are the Malachas God needed to create the world, but He didn't need fire to create the world because fire didn't exist yet. So now we understand. I would have thought fire is not Asr at all. So, therefore, says Imre Emes, the Torah specified fire to indicate that, in fact, fire is Asr. I understand it had to pick one Malacha. The reason it picked Malacha's Havara, because I would think fire is not prohibited whatsoever. And we could add, based on... Now, you could ask, what do you mean? The Malachas you know how to do are the Malachas that are needed to build the Mishkan, not the Malachas that Hashem rested from. But according to what we're saying, it's very beautiful. The malachos we're now to do are the malachos that Hashem rested from. How do we know what those malachos were? Those are the malachos needed to build the Mishkan. But we could add humbly that this explains Rabbi Yossi's Shita also. Why is Havara in fact more lenient than any other malacha in the Torah? And that's because I would think Havara is b'chlal not a malacha. Because Hashem did not rest from it in the creation of heaven and earth, because it didn't exist. By the way, Tosfos Shita in Psachim Daf Hei Amud Beis, in the name of the Riva, that according to Rabbi Yossi, Havara is not really a malacha at all. It's not even a malacha kala. And this could be explained based on the idea that the lighting of the first Eish was not until Matzah Shabbos, and therefore, Malachas Havara was not a chelek of the Masah Bereishis, and therefore it's not chomer like other malachais. Perhaps we could add, by the way, a very beautiful idea, that when we were learning Bereishis, we mentioned all the various things that were unsullied by the sin of Adam HaRishon. We mentioned the hands were not affected, the scent of smell, the voice pipe, his nails, kibud avaim. It comes out there's another thing that was unaffected by the sin of Adam HaRishon. Fire. Fire was also unaffected, because there was no fire. Maybe that's the reason why the future Beis HaMikdash will come down in fire, because it was never sullied, it was unaffected by the sin of Adam HaRishon. So this gives us a new perspective of Shabbos. Shabbos is to commemorate Hashem created the world with 39 activities. Those 39 verbs are found in Bereishis until Vayichulu, or in the 39 words from Vayakel until Vayichulu. Loisavaru Eish, besides the word Hashabbos. But in order to know what the 39 activities with which Hashem created the world, for that we need to study the Malachas HaMishkan, because the Mishkan was a microcosm of the universe. Moreover, the universe was considered incomplete and unfulfilled until the creation of the Mishkan, and therefore the Malachas needed to build the Mishkan are in fact those Malachas with which God created heaven and earth. Okay, I want to share with you a small subject on Parshas Pekudei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.